Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with Tomorrow's News Tonight, as we broadcast live and in living color from my Salem Media Tampa, Florida flagship station. By the way, we're broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And let's not forget, also, a special shout that goes out to all of our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially to our over-the-road truck drivers. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. You can also follow us on MeWe. We're also on Gab. We're also on Parler, all the same way. And we're also on Twitter, at Captains America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captains America Third Watch.com. Well, joining us from California, IA, it's Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Hello, everybody. Now, they're very happy tonight in Tampa because the current reigning champion, NFL champion, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, beat the Dallas Cowboys in one whale of a ball game, 31-29, 7 seconds to go. The Bucs kicked the game-winning field goal, and I'm telling you, you can hear them yelling over here, and I'm a mile away from the football stadium.
Wow.
Yep.
Very cool.
Yep, yep. It was a great game. I watched it on TV, and I saw the game itself. I didn't see anything else because I wasn't looking to see if anything else was going on. But the game was great. Okay. Are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we start the show tonight with Joe Biden unveiling new sweeping vaccine mandates. And I'm going to try to play this audio. I might have to adjust the volume. I'm not sure how loud it is here, but I'm going to start it out, and here we go.
Rolling out a new strategy to combat the coronavirus pandemic, the president did not hide his frustration with the 80 million eligible Americans who have not yet been vaccinated.
You've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, and your refusal has cost all of us.
In addition to mandating vaccinations for federal workers and contractors, the president's plan will require businesses with 100 or more employees to have their workers vaccinated or tested every week. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Now, Kyle, there's no doubt in my mind, I talked to some of my business acquaintances and friends, and they're trying to assess this to see what it is that they have to do and what it is they don't have to do, because he came up with a stimulation. Certainly businesses that employ more than 100 people are going to have to do this, no questions asked. There's not going to be any exceptions. And I mean... It's like, and I could be wrong, but it's like suddenly we have another crisis to divert our attention away from, oh gosh, the border, Afghanistan. I mean, what do you think?
Well, I think you're right, Captain. You know, as I was listening to the president's speech earlier yesterday, I got the feeling that this speech maybe belongs in a different time during the early parts of the pandemic, the way he's talking about where we've got to turn a corner, we've got to get this done, and this kind of thing. But I don't think that people out there believe that it's – they understand the seriousness of the Delta variant and all those things, but they don't view this as we're in the same exact position as we were, say, 8, 10 months or a year ago at this time. Yes, he was, in fact, I think, trying to create this new thing to where we'll stop asking questions about Afghanistan, we'll stop worrying so much about inflation, and all these things that are just cratering Joe Biden's numbers. And so, yeah, I think that he was diverting.
Well, this isn't going to do anything to help his numbers, and that's a good thing, and from where I'm sitting. But he also talked about ratcheting up the fines for the maskless people, too. And companies, some corporations could pay as much as $14,000 in fines.
Exactly right. Now, so what they've done is they've taken these mandates now down to companies with 100 or more employees. So I think what we're going to see, Captain, because really this is a political decision that he's making. I don't know that he's making a decision about science or any of those things. And the reason I say that is because there are a lot of people out there who are going to say, I've had COVID. My doctor says I shouldn't get this vaccine. You know, by and large, vaccine is good, vaccine is working, all those things. But for the president to come out and simply rule by decree, I think is going to rub a lot of people the wrong way, simply because it doesn't take into account doing things like the scientific method in this. It's a political maneuver he's making.
And starting Monday in New York City, Bill de Blasio, the mayor of New York, said that he's confident that most businesses will, in fact, comply with the mandate there in New York, requiring them to screen patrons for proof of vaccination and showing their vaccination cards before they can enter into the businesses.
Well, you know, Captain, I think that in some businesses like restaurants and bars and so forth, they do screen for are you of legal age to drink alcohol, and you can present an ID. And
with a driver's license.
Exactly. But in this case, Captain, they're turning everyday business people into what? Vaccination card police or something like that? And what happens when there are going to be issues when somebody doesn't want to show their card or reacts badly? You're putting them in a very bad position.
All right, hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And oh, by the way, don't forget, tomorrow is Patriots Day, Saturday. On a Saturday, Patriots Day. Don't forget, we're going to be talking a lot about it in a little while. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our Healthy Body Weight Loss System simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The Professor of Politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I do believe I will take it right away. And this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. That's Relief Factor, the product that I use and have been using for well over 6 years right now. And you can find out what I found out a long time ago, and that is Relief Factor works. Now, if you've got inflammation, if you've got arthritis, if you've got bursitis, if you've got rheumatism, if you've got aches and pains from injuries that you've suffered somewhere along the line, or maybe it's everyday activity from working or playing sports or whatever, this product will work for you. If you're, you've got inflammation, swelling problems like in your legs or your knees or whatnot, it'll help reduce the swelling. It'll also lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever your problem is by going straight to the source. And if you've got pain, let's say, in your ankle and a pain in your elbow, guess what? It's liable to take care of both of them because that's what it does. It seeks out where the problem areas are, and then it corrects them with these tremendous ingredients, which are all natural, I might add, no narcotics, all natural. And the ingredients are turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, you can take that 100% drug-free, and you're going to find out what I found out a long time ago. That is, it works. Plain and simple, it works. Now, it costs $19.95 for the three-week quick start. That's it, $19.95. What you do is you go to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. $19.95, you're in Lake Flint, and away you go. Again, the website, $19.95 and a three-week quick start, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, Kyle Warren, back to you.
Hey, Captain.
Before we go to the caller that's on the line, I just want to mention that tomorrow, of course, is Patriots Day. I've got an entourage of audio, which I've saved from the World Trade Center, and I'm going to be playing some of what you hear. Keep in mind, when I do play that, a lot of the people you're going to hear talking are no longer alive. They're no longer with us. So let's go to the first caller on the line. I believe this is Todd. 60 seconds with Todd. Go for it.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't understand the Democrat Party, okay, it's like they do what China says. Okay, everything's anti-American. Where's Make America Great Again? Where's helping the black community? Where's doing that? They don't have it. It's not in them. Okay, because they don't care about you. They care about themselves and lining their own pockets and selling out the American people and stealing our jobs and stealing our money on $3.2 trillion that we got to borrow from China and pay the interest on, which is the stupidest business deal in American history, and it's a disgrace. Okay, not one senator or one congressperson should give this clown a dollar. Do you understand that? Capiche? All right? It's a disaster. And we're still looking for answers about our 13 soldiers who died and gave their life to this country under the dereliction of duty of this clown who should be fired immediately with all the staff and replaced by Donald Trump. Let's get to work and save the country. Peace.
All right. And thank you, Eric and Eric. Todd. All right, I've got Eric chiming in the chat room, by the way. Eric in East Tennessee, that's what he's calling himself now.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Because he moved up to Morristown. Okay, let's go back to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Good morning. Are you talking to me?
That's the one I'm talking to because you're listening to me. What's going on?
Well, hi, this is Cheryl, and I'm calling from Sarasota. And I just wanted to mention, I realize that a lot of people are quite aware of this, but this virus issue, it's just a matter of control. They want to control the people and make them under those mandates and things like that. I got contacted yesterday indicating that if I did not get a vaccine, I would not have any health care coverage from Medicare or Medicaid. I ended up calling my insurance company to talk to them about this issue because they were very adamant about it. And I really hope that a lot of your listeners will understand how devious this is.
Can I ask you a question? Where did the call come from?
It came from North Carolina.
Okay, you need to take that number and call up your local law authorities and tell someone that you basically got a call extorting you, which is you're never going to get a call like that from the health department or the federal people. They're not going to do that. They'll send you a certified letter. They don't call you on the phone. So you got to go.
That I am aware. I do know that, the government will not contact me like that. You know,
right,
the healthcare
right.
industry will not contact me like that. But they were just adamant. And so that's why I did contact the insurance company, and I did mention it to them. So we did, I did report that. But I feel it's important because some people may not understand how devious this is and how much that they want to enforce those stipulations upon you and put that still in. It's a matter of fear and frustration. You're dealing with a lot of people who are older who may not understand those kind of situations. And thank you very much for offering the information that you did.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Kyle, she got herself a crank call from somebody who was trying to probably sell her something.
Possibly, or intimidate, or who knows. But, you know, Captain, this is very, very concerning when the president yesterday was using terminologies like, you know, our patience is running thin, we've been patient so far, and this kind of thing. It's a very, very different tone than the leader of the country who's trying to, I don't know, win hearts and minds, convince people they need to do what he wants them to do. But he's clearly put it now into an us versus them sort of mentality. And, you know, Captain, if this was another president, maybe President Trump, you'd hear a lot of Well, now the president is giving license to people to simply just go after people that they don't agree with now, which is not the American way. And so it's, I think it's very concerning what Joe Biden went out and said.
Well, of course, Eric and Seminole became American East Tennessee and moved up there. And he is chiming in, telling us that it's very refreshing living where he's living because there's no concern over social distancing, no concern over having to wear a mask, no concern over all this nonsense that's going on. And he also said, and oh, by the way, what'd you hear this? Oh, by the way, my third grader's teacher's name is Mrs. Bruce.
Very cool. Very cool.
I've got relatives up there, Eric and Mike. It could be. I don't know. We have to find out.
Yep. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how a lot of businesses react. You know, there's obviously going to be a lot of division within those companies. And again, I think that President Biden's just completely going about this the wrong way. And to some degree, Captain, maybe they thought he needed to come out and say something decisive. Yeah. He needed to come out and look like he's in charge because he's obviously not in charge.
Well, yeah, and of course, they're going to go after these states. Tennessee's one of them, by the way. Florida, Texas, Tennessee, the states where they're just saying, we don't have a problem. We're not going to do all this nonsense and all that stuff. And the federal government is threatening to come after them for that reason. But, of course, the Department of Justice yesterday, the Attorney General, Mr. Garland, he is pretty much... weaponizing the president has pretty much weaponized the DOJ by targeting the GOP-led states, violating a key pledge where he was going to go along to get along with all these people, right? Well, now it's, we're going to ram this down your throat.
Well, that's exactly right. And again, everything is the opposite of what we saw and heard and they tried to sell us, the American people, during the campaign. Here's kindly old Joe Biden. He's in the basement, and he's going to be a uniter.
Let me stop you for a second. Who are the ones that were telling everybody to begin with that he was lying?
Well,
it was us. It was me. It was my guess. Yep.
Yeah.
Because we know the guy. We know what he's been like. His record for the 50 years he's been up there in Washington, D.C. has never wavered. The guy is a habitual liar.
Well, sure. Yeah. Or he's telling us about corn pop. But either way, it's usually, you know, we're not getting anywhere with Joe Biden.
Well, it's a shame. And it's a shame that the people have to put up with it. Okay, we're going to go to our second break. And when we come back from this break, folks, I'm going to turn my attention to September 11th, 2001. I have some audio I'm going to play to remind everybody what happened that day. And every person you're going to hear on this audio, except for the dispatcher, is no longer with us. Because these were the guys at the World Trade Center that were calling in on the radios telling what was going on. So we're going to play that when we come back because it's very important that the country remember that. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Biden announced several measures Thursday aimed at combating the continuing COVID pandemic. The largest part of his plan involved new federal vaccine requirements that would have all employers with 100 or more employees mandate vaccinations or test weekly. That rule would affect about 80 million Americans and would be enacted through the Department of Labor. Biden also announced that the federal government would work to increase supplies of testing materials and provide more federal support to schools to operate safely. And for the first time since U.S. forces left Afghanistan, a commercial flight carrying foreigners departed from Kabul's airport. The State Department says that 10 U.S. citizens and 11 green card holders were among the estimated 200 foreigners aboard the Qatar Airways flight to Doha on Thursday. A Qatari envoy said another 200 passengers are expected to depart the country on Friday. This is USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Well, thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. This portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. Now, let me tell you something. You know, if you like pillows and you like sleeping on a really good pillow, the MyPillows right now are at the cheapest price they've been since they were first made. You can save a bunch of money, and I mean a bunch of money, by going to MyPillow.com, taking a look at the pillow he's got there, and use the code CAPTAIN, yep, the code CAPTAIN, and you'll save yourself $40 on that pillow. And it's not going to happen for much longer. So I guarantee you, if you take a look at that, and oh, by the way, if you want to talk to a live person and not just use a computer at MyPillow.com, you can call them up at 800-641-5459 and take a look at ask them any questions you want. Take a look at whatever it is they have to offer. They'll tell you. They'll tell you about all the specials they've got and all the reduced prices they've got. But again, you don't get them unless you use the promo code CAPTAIN. And there's about 18 to 20 items that you'll be able to save money on there at MyPillow.com. So either go to the website, MyPillow.com, pick out what it is that you want, use the promo code CAPTAIN to get the special price, the big, tremendous savings that you're going to get, or give them a call at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Take advantage of all the stuff that's going on there. MyPillow.com. Promo code CAPTAIN. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Okay, we're going to get a little serious right now because tomorrow is September 11th, the 20th anniversary. I'm going to be at an event today over in Clearwater, the Bel Air Women's Republican Club, the oldest and largest Republican club in the area, at the Bel Air Country Club. They've got a luncheon honoring all first responders. It's a dedication Memorial Day that we have today there. And then this afternoon at 4 o'clock, I'll be on the Ron Edwards radio program. It's called the Ron Edwards Experience. For more information there, go to theronedwards.com. And then at 4:30, I'll be on my good friend Bill Bunkley's show, wrapping up the day here. But I want to play how this all started and where I kind of came into the footworks here. But I'm going to play these transmissions. These are raw transmissions. You're going to hear things, and there's no profanity or anything in them, but you're going to hear the transition of what transpired.
Banana field comp,
Marine 6 to Manhattan.
Stand by, banana field comp.
Banana field comp.
Marine 6 to Manhattan, urgent.
Marine 6. Tower 2 has had a major explosion and what appears to be a complete collapse surrounding the entire area.
Marine 6, 10-4, we were notified, Jake. Banana field comp, Jake. Banana field comp. Good hour, 416.
Attention 68 engine, 35 engine, 50 engine, 64 engine, 94 engine, 83 engine. Those units going to the 5th alarm box 2033, we've been advised the West Side Highway has been open to emergency traffic. The West Side Highway is open to emergency traffic. Take that route going to Western DZ. Acknowledge 68.
68, 10-4.
5. 5 engine.
10-4-35. 10-4.
Now, what you're hearing, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring Kyle into this. Kyle, what you're hearing, and I'm going to leave this on in the background and then come back to it. You're hearing the confusion and what was going on as the tower collapsed. Now, I've got another tape that plays everything from the beginning when the plane, first plane hit the tower. But this is the first tower that's already collapsing while the second tower is still standing upright. And you can hear the concern. And a lot of the units that he's been calling for are not answering because they're in the rubble.
Yes, exactly. That is, it's very powerful, Captain, you know, and to hear their voices and also to hear, again, how they're making sense, trying to, of the confusion that's happening. But they're going about it in a methodic and in a professional way. And as well, you said, these people, they're not with us anymore.
Okay, well, let's just listen to this because it got real hectic there a minute ago.
Field comp, urgent case.
I can barely breathe. Please save somebody.
Okay, the person calls for help. Listen to me. You need to calm down and relax. Stand by. We do have somebody on the way. We're going to maintain air. Get off the air. We do have somebody on the way over to you. We're going to remain calm. 10-4?
10-4, I'm in a cab in a truck.
10-4, we do have people on the way over there. Banana field comm, urgent case.
4-3 to Manhattan.
Stand by, banana field comm, urgent.
Six,
I'm going to back this off because that one little last thing you heard in there was a firefighter who was trapped, and he was saying that he could barely breathe, and he was trying to give a basic location of where he was at, and they said they had people coming over to him. But what he didn't know is that they couldn't get to him. I'm not sure who that even was, but like I say, a lot of these people that are talking here, they're not with us anymore.
Exactly. And, you know, we hear their voices, Captain, and we remember, again, their bravery, number one. I mean, this was an unprecedented situation. And they continued, again, exercising their professionalism. They went in. They understood that there was, to say immense danger is not even starting to scratch the surface. And they went in anyway. And we owe them just a great debt. And part of that is, as you hear a lot of people saying over the last few days, never forget, never forget. And unfortunately, you have some that are trying to water it down. They don't want to talk about what really happened that day. But we're not going to forget.
No, I will never forget. I was there. I'll never forget. Ever.
Exactly. You know, and again, as you said, that particular fire truck was likely buried, such that, you know, they couldn't get to them.
That's true.
Yeah. And, so again, you're hearing them make these calls for help, and they're doing the absolute best that they can.
Yeah, and I got to admit, I was one of them that did it too, but I didn't do it in the manner that they were doing. I tried to do it such that I gave them my call sign. So you didn't hear anybody giving them your identification number, and I gave them my identification number, 2751, which was my assigned number, and gave them that number because they knew where they dispatched me to, and I figured that by that they'd be able to find me a little easier. Well, fortunately for me, that was the case.
Yeah.
But let's just see if I can get one more thing up here before we go to break. Let's see here. Here this comes again. I don't know if this is the same audio or something different. All right, that's the beginning of that one. Okay, let me pull this up here. Take this out a little bit. Okay, now let's see what we get here. Well, that person there was in the truck, actually got into the truck, but they couldn't, as you said, they couldn't breathe. They didn't have any air apparatus, and that's what happened initially. But anyway, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is coming back. Kyle Warren and I will be right back. We're going to be playing different excerpts of tape from what happened on September 11th and during the course of the evening here. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Donna, up there in Carrollton, Georgia. Oh, by the way, let's not forget this portion of the program. The Truckers Highway and Byway Report is brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. Now, just pull on into the Pilot or Flying J and get yourself some coffee or whatever. And while you're standing there, make sure that you join the Drivers Club with a kiosk they've got right there near the fuel desk. Join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the fuel you buy, points for the food you buy, points for the supplies you buy in the trucker store, and it won't take very long to have like your own little bank account with a bunch of money in it that you can use to discount your food or to discount your supplies in the store, because in order to get a fuel discount, you got to get a fuel card from Pilot or Flying J. That's how you do that. That's something different. But anyway, we're going to get started right now. We're going to do a little rocking, because the house is rocking tonight.
She's a beautiful blue, beautiful house. They got love.
Yes, that Kyle, that's your favorite song you told me.
I love that. That's Brian Setzer and the Brian Setzer Orchestra. The way he fused together rock and roll and big band and swing, it's just really incomparable.
Well, they were sure rocking.
Yep, absolutely.
Yep. Okay, well, let me just read this and turn it over to you. The current heat wave over large portions of the West will center over the Rockies and Plains on Friday. You can expect numerous record-high temperatures from the Front Range of the Rockies to the High Plains. The heat will also produce elevated fire weather conditions in parts of the West, and some strong thunderstorms are expected in the interior Northwest as well as across the East Central Florida Peninsula. Wow, that's Chase and Mindy again that went out into the ocean.
That's exactly right, yes.
Yep. So, what's going on west there, Kyle?
Well, Captain, reporting live tonight from the land of thunder and lightning here in Southern California. We've had, I can attest, some pretty significant thunder and rain showers coming through with lots and lots of lightning as we have monsoonal moisture coming through the Southland here and also through parts of the Southwest as well. So earlier we were thinking, well, it's going to be in the mountains and like that, but it's all over Southern California, at least for a brief time as that moves through. Excessive heat warnings have dissipated for the most part in Southern California, Las Vegas area, but we do have fire weather warnings to tell you about up in Northern California, this near Sacramento and Redding. But also, of course, we continue with air quality alerts, and right now Bakersfield, California is reading smoke right now. So, again, these wildfires continue to have a major impact. We continue fire weather warnings in through southern central Oregon, over towards western southern Washington as well. Also throughout parts of Montana, Missoula, they've got a air quality alert tonight. So does Great Falls. So does also in the state of Wyoming. Most of the state there covered either by air quality alert or fire weather warning, especially around Casper tonight.
Okay, well, Mindy is long but not forgotten out to sea, and there's a big old rip current on the east coast of the United States that she's left behind from Daytona all the way up to about Savannah. So be advised, the season a little bit rough right there because of it. Also some low-level flooding through that area. And then we've got some fog tonight up around Raleigh, North Carolina, so be advised of that. Got a little bit of fog up around the Chesapeake Bay, and we've got some rain way up in there from Bangor all the way up to Nova Scotia along I-95 and then up north towards Presque Isle and Caribou, Maine. So be advised of that. And I got to take a look at the tropics because, Kyle, we're not done with these storms. And let me take a peek right here. We've got a couple of systems we need to tell you about. First of all, there's one in the Yucatan again, which is developing. It looks like it's going to form and be something by early next week before the system moves inland over mainland Mexico. Now, it looks like it's going to move over mainland Mexico and probably go into the Pacific, which will be their problem then. But right now, sitting, coming off the coast of Africa, we have a strong tropical wave, which is expected to emerge off the west coast of Africa probably today. Environmental conditions are forecast to be conducive for the development thereafter, and a tropical depression is likely to form by the first part of next week as the system moves west-northwestward over the far eastern Atlantic near the Cabo Verde Islands and heads again down the slot towards the Caribbean, and we will have a big old storm coming our way because the formation chance over the next 5 days, 70%. Kyle.
Yeah, that's pretty significant.
Yep. Larry's out to sea going away. Mindy is headed away. So that'll be a forgotten thing. By the way, Mindy's still got 35-mile-an-hour winds, and the minimum central pressure is still at 1,005. It's been that since yesterday. And Larry's got, 100-mile-an-hour winds, and its pressure is at 966, moving off to the east-northeast. So they're going to be away out in the water, and we'll just have to see what happens with this thing coming off the African coast again.
Exactly right, yes.
Now, the other thing is the pilots in Flying J that bring you the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Now, some of the pilots in Flying J's will allow you to get a free cup of coffee if you go in there and tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch and you went in there to join and become a member of the Drivers Club. There are some that will do that because they're in the program and they know what's going on. But some of the other ones, they're not that frequent. They're few and far between. They don't know what it is you're talking about when you say that. So to solve any problems, and by the way, it's free, just join the Drivers Club. Right, Kyle?
Exactly right.
Yep.
That's right, and it's easy to do. That's the thing.
Tell us about it.
Well, you just go right into the Pilot or Flying J. They have a kiosk there, and you can join the Drivers Club right then and there. You can also download the app. Just go to pilotflyingj.com. That's all one word, pilotflyingj.com, and you can get information on how to download the app for your iOS or for your Android operating system on your smartphone. And by the way, Captain, don't forget, September is Driver Appreciation Month at the Pilot and Flying J's.
All right, very good. Hold that thought, Kyle, and folks, you're coming right back after the top of the hour with the news and views and all that great stuff. Kyle, we'll be right back, and I'll return, too. And by the way, when we come back, we're going to check the news wires and see what's going on, see if anything else has happened. They did get some Americans out of Afghanistan yesterday.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top-of-the-hour news. Don't go.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.